Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
I love that. That's for the rockers. Bing, 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 bing. Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. And, by the way, you guys on a GCN are rocking it. Thank you. I appreciate it very much. Folks, you have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. It's Friday. What do you guys think of that? That is a good thing for all that are involved in this Friday. It's a good thing. Here in the state of Minnesota, it's been in the 90s over the last couple weeks. It's just been crazy hot. And today is the first day that it actually feels like, you know what, folks? I think we're going to start rolling into fall time. And fall time is my favorite time, favorite season of the year. It is that beautiful out in the state of Minnesota right now. So anyways, in saying that, I just thought I would share with you some good news. It is beautiful. Hey, and for all those that are just in kind of a slumper, you know, slumper, you just can't get over it. Behind the darkest cloud, the sun is always shining. You just got to remember that. The sun is always shining behind the darkest cloud. You like that? I just thought I would kind of cheer on those that are kind of, well, maybe they didn't get coffee this morning or something like that. As a matter of fact, in just a couple minutes, I'm going to get on the phone with me, live from the Minnesota State Fair. His name is Jake, the other guy. That's who you know him as. And I'm telling you what, after having a conversation with him this afternoon, I knew that he didn't have his coffee. I went, did someone not get their coffee this morning? Because it sounds like you're on, well, what would you say, honey? Pins and needles all the time. Anyways, folks, if you'd like to check us out online, you can do that, sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to go to Facebook, hey, folks, that website is rocking it. Literally, oh, thousands of new responses a week. We just want to tell you thank you for responding. And I think, well, we've been on this radio program here for going on 2 years now, I think. And we got about 15,000 responses, friends. And so if you'd like to check that website out, downloads, videos, the such, live state fair activity. Yesterday, Jake actually had talked with you while I was at the state fair. Oh, what's that? Oh, okay, cool. Well, anyways, I'm kind of laying this out, my friend. But in saying that, it's interesting that I ran into the Secretary of State. I just walked up to our booth. No sooner did I walk up to the booth, and here comes the Secretary of State, Mr. Mark Ritchie. I just looked at him because, listen, folks, I've capped on this guy on a radio show before. So I had to say something to him because I'm not the type of guy that likes to say something about them. I like to say it to them when I say it about them, because if I don't, then I'm not practicing what I'm preaching, and that's a hypocrite. We can't have none of that. No two-facedness here. So you know what I did? I looked at him. I said, hey, Mark Ritchie, just, folks, sporadically, like he was my best friend or something, which he's not. He's a communist. And I looked at him, and I said, hey, Mark Ritchie. And he said, yes. I said, hey, Bradley Dean, overseer of You Can Run International, show host for sonsoflibertyradio.com. And all of a sudden he says, so who are you? I said, well, I've done a lot of high schools, colleges, tea parties, churches, festivals, and the such. Huh. And I pointed to my booth. I no sooner pointed to my booth, and I got these pink and blues out. One's longer than the other one. It's an optical illusion. I said, which one's longer? He said, that one. I switched him over. I said, now which one's longer? He said, I said, Mr. Ritchie, Secretary of the State, one of our representatives in the state of Minnesota, can you spell the word shop out for me? Shop. Shop out loud for me. Shop? Yeah, I said, spell shop out loud for me. He said, S-H-O-P. I said, that's right. Can you spell it again? He said, sure. Mark Ritchie did, Secretary of State of State of Minnesota. He said, S-H-O-P. I said, sir, what do you do when you come to a green light? He said, you stop. I said, you stop at a green light? And you're in government? Oh, you got me. I sure did get you, Mr. Mark Ritchie, Secretary of the State of Minnesota. But you know what, folks? He was a really cool guy. He was a really cool guy, but he's a politician, and that's scary stuff. I'm sorry I didn't get a picture of it. It's my wife's fault. And I said that because she can't really say very much right now, so it's safe to say that it's my wife's fault for not taking a picture of me and Mark Ritchie. But I was going to say go to Sons of Liberty Radio and check out that picture, but it's not there. But there is other stuff there, and I know Jake is at the Minnesota State Fair right now. He's live, and I'm sure he's going to be posting some pictures. So in saying that, without further ado, we got Jake, the other guy. Hey, Jake, I got a question for you. Jake, the other guy, got a question for you. Jake, the other guy, I got a question for you. He just texted me. My phone is bad, incredibly bad. I'll find
I'm a good
phone. Oh, he's there. Yeah, hey, Jake, after a conversation a couple hours ago, I just got a knock on the glass and say, did you not get your coffee this morning, Mr. I'm on pins and needles?
Oh, no. I have no coffee. Coffee would do very bad things to me right now, but the fair is outstandingly beautiful. And that story you just told, I had somebody stop by the booth. That's where we're at right now, right on the corner of Cooper and Dan Patch, across the street from the DFL booth. And he came up to me and said, I heard you guys talking about this on the radio, so we had to come to the fair and come see you. We heard that you were on the corner of Dan Patch and Cooper behind Spaghetti Eddie.
Who said that?
And he said, this was just a radio show listener from Wisconsin. I can't recall his name. He's going to stop back later. But he's been listening. He heard about the Mark Richmond story, and he said that he ran into Al Franken, who had some folks that were walking around him. And I don't know whatever became of that conversation, but he just brought it up. So, small world, lots of listeners. Thank you, all your listeners, and everybody that's going to be at the State Fair. Come see our booth.
Yeah, you know,
awesome, and we'd love to see you.
I got to interject, Jake, that the fact that Al Franken, as a senator in the state of Minnesota, not as only has he been placed there through fraudulent methods, but the joke is on the state of Minnesota and its constituents.
Yeah, I had a group of people out here earlier, and usually when they come in groups, I like to ask them, how do you guys know, the Constitution or the Declaration of Independence or maybe some of the Bill of Rights, or how many of you think that you're well-versed in that? And, of course, most people say absolutely not. And I said, well, do you think this administration is following the rule of the Constitution? They'll start laughing and say, no.
Yeah.
I said, do you know why they don't need to follow it? Because you don't even know it.
That's right.
And you're the only ones that can hold them in check. And right there you have an instantaneous audience. And you can start to speak to them about the values and the morality, because now they've taken responsibility and they realize, just as you said before with our elected representative here in Minnesota, Senator Al Franken, the joke is on us.
Yep.
We don't know our rights. We don't have any.
Isn't that crazy? You know, when you think about that, too, you're asking the people that are ignorant of the Constitution, laughing at those that are not following the rule of the Constitution, and they act like it's the politicians' bad when, in fact, it's their own bad.
Yeah, and it does start that. I mean, there's no doubt. There's responsibility that comes on the politician's part. But, you know, man is prone to that. Man left to himself is half beast, half devil. I think it was George Whitefield that said
that. That's right.
So man is not different just because he serves in office. He will go that way, too. So, number one, he has his own personal responsibility.
Jake, I got to take a quick break. I'll be right back after this break.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches every day, doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. And with a tax-deductible gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message. Call 1-866-233-0747. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
It's really refreshing that there's a media outlet informing us with truth and providing solutions. And really, above all, Sons of Liberty radio program arms all of its listeners with the Word of God. Thank you for giving us content rather than the drab spiel that we receive on so many radio programs out there. There's true content and God's Word that backs everything up. I just really appreciate it.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
There are those curious about bitcoins and those using and making money with bitcoins. What are bitcoins? A bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Friends, check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. For those that, know who we are, and for those that don't, every step of the way in this ministry, Sons of Liberty, we are under attack. For those that didn't know, my name is Bradley Dean, show host of sonsoflibertyradio.com. Did you know that the Huffington Post has my own page on it? Folks, some of the things we were talking about on the radio yesterday, they picked up. They got a whole page article. It's like the little insignificance of this ministry, the little insignificant Bradley Dean has his own page on Huffington Post? How can I possibly be a threat? Right Wing Watch? City Pages? Bradley Dean? I got my own page? I thought I was insignificant. I thought I didn't matter. What are you afraid of? You're afraid of the truth. And they're afraid of the law. Folks, you got to check out some of these articles that they write and how they take things out of context. It is absolutely humorous. And every ministry in this country should realize what these people are about and how they operate. I just want to tell all those three outlets, I appreciate you helping my ministry out. I really do. I just want to let you know that. Folks, check us out online, Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook, and or go to Bradley Dean, double E, Bradley Dean, double E on Facebook, two different web sites. One's a fan page, one's a friend page. Like them both if you do. And then you can also go to my Twitter account, which is BradleyDean1, BradleyDean1. And if you'd like to be a part of the show, it's 1-877-807-9977. Again, that number is 1-877-807-9977. Do we still have Jake live at the Minnesota State Fair?
I'm still here if you can hear me.
I can hear you, mister. I didn't get my coffee this morning. I know that irritates you when I say that, but I am drinking a fresh cup of coffee, and I brewed a pot before I left home, so I'm in a good mood right now.
I can definitely tell. I can definitely tell.
Yes.
Coffee does things to people. Makes them very jovial. Only in the beginning, though.
Can you go to Spaghetti Eddie's and grab a cup of coffee, Jake? You don't have to put cream in it.
No.
Okay.
No. I was just going to say, to finish off the point with government officials and people, there's self-government. Everyone is accountable for our creator, for our own self-government, including government officials. But government itself is accountable to the people, so we are the ones that cause them to be accountable. We become, and I'm not saying we become God, but we become God, as Moses said, in this sense, to keep them in line and keep them in check. And it's like a dog. Why does a person get a dog in most cases? For protection. So they put a leash on their dog, so that their dog, who is used to protect and, you know, keep away bad guys and be a terror to bad men, that dog doesn't all of a sudden turn on its owner. And when it does, or it becomes rabid, or it becomes out
That's
of control,
right.
the owner
right.
has to deal with the dog. The dog won't deal with itself.
That's right. That's right. Hey, got any test? Hey, do you got any testimony? I don't know where we went there, but that's okay. I think it's all good.
Oh, I was just finishing off the last segment because I got cut off there. Any testimonials? Yes. Well, all of you folks that stopped by that listen to the show, there's been a handful. I think we've gained a few more listeners just by seeing our T-shirts, the Sons of Liberty. You know, what's this all about? You show the Samuel Adams quote, and you show the blend between Christ and the Constitution. And people are sold. They're on board because they don't just trust the guy because he has an R behind his name. They trust him because he follows the Constitution. So instead of focusing on what's dividing America, we're focusing on what is uniting us, and that's
Amen.
Supposed to be our documents, the Declaration of Independence, along with the Constitution, no party system.
Amen. Amen. Do you got? Can I speak to one of the little guys there named Sam or D?
Yep, definitely.
Okay.
Hey,
got,
Sam, come here, buddy.
These guys are out there on the street, so Dan Patch and what's the crossroad?
Hello?
Oh, hey, little man, how are you?
Dad?
Are you doing good? Are you having fun out there with all the people?
Yeah.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure. Now, Buggy, I got you on live radio. Folks, this is the 9-year-old that produces the shows at times from the studio here in the state of Minnesota. And he's out there live at the Minnesota State Fair, actually tracking hundreds of people today. And he just happens to be my little man. So, Buggy, I just wanted to call you and ask you how it was going out there.
It's going really good. I've had a few people who said, you know, no thank you. Already, I've seen him already, but other than that, it's going really good.
Do you
there
think
was one kid.
Go ahead.
What?
Go ahead.
I was going to say, there's one kid who liked the pink and blue so much, he said he's going to come back with something for me.
Okay. So it's been cool.
So,
you said there was
yeah,
a,
it's been really cool.
You told Mom earlier that there's kind of some mean people out there, too. What's that all about?
Well, not necessarily mean, but rude.
Oh, rude. Because you know why, honey? Because they didn't get their coffee this morning.
Probably. I agree with that.
Can I get D on the phone really quick, Sam?
Yeah, 1 second. He's
okay.
Actually right here. I just got to go get him.
Okay. Folks, they are live at the Minnesota State Fair at Dan Patch and Cooper right behind Spaghetti
there
Eddie's.
Is.
Hey, we got Double D. How are you, D?
Hey.
How are
you?
It's going good. Now, this little man helps the other little man produce the show at times, too, friends. And I just wanted to get you live on radio really quick, D, and just ask you, how's it going out there?
Going pretty good.
Are the people cool?
Yeah, well, some of them just walk away or pass you or say, I already know them, and then walk away.
Oh, okay.
Some and
when they say they already know us, what exactly does that mean?
Well, they say that they already know the pink and blue because that's what we do. That's what we show them to get them interested.
Gotcha. Is there any stories you can tell me as to what took place today at the state fair?
Well, there was some families came by and they said that they were going to come back because that was like when we first got here,
yep.
And they still haven't come back.
Well, it's a big, honey. It's a big place though, so you got to give them a little time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, I just wanted to get you on the radio really quick and just let everybody know what was going on. Again, friends, they're live at the Minnesota State Fair. Dan Patch and Cooper right behind Spaghetti Eddie's. You got Jake, the other guy. You got these two little men out there, and we got other street team leaders out there. Do visit our booth if you get some time, because we know the state-run media is taking the time to do just that. But in saying that, to say this, friends, it's a beautiful day in the state of Minnesota. If you're not in Minnesota, come to Minnesota. Come say hello to us. And by the way, if you'd like to come to the studios out here in the state of Minnesota as well, in Annandale, Minnesota, where we broadcast live 6 days a week, you're welcome to do that as well. The doors are wide open. So, hey, guys, I just wanted to tell you, sayonara, thank you very much for your time. And I'll talk to you guys in a little bit, okay?
Okay.
Okay, see you, honey.
See ya.
Okay, bye. Folks,
bye.
You ever wonder, I'm going to talk about the end times in just a couple minutes here and kind of expose those whacks. I mean, in the version of what a whack is, okay? But have you ever thought about this before? Because only in America do drugstores make the sick walk all the way back into the back of the store to get their prescriptions while healthy people can get their cigarettes at the front. Just think about that. Only in America. Only in America do drugstores make the sick people walk all the way to the back of the store to get their prescriptions, while healthy people can get their cigarettes at the front. What? That's pretty bizarre, isn't it? Only in America do people order double cheeseburgers, a large fry, and a Diet Coke. That's pretty bizarre, isn't it? You ever go to Dairy Queen and you see those people while they got those elastic pants on and they're a little bit bigger than the average Joe, like three times, and they order all this food and it's like, okay, where's your friend, right? And I'm not saying it to be mean, but they order a double cheeseburger, onion rings, and then you see another, you know, some sort of greasy sandwich on there and on their little tray, and then you see another cheeseburger maybe in a chocolate milk, and then they have the audacity to order a Diet Coke. I don't understand that. I never have. Folks, only in America do banks leave both doors open and then chain the pens to the counter. Huh. Only in America do we leave cars worth thousands of dollars in the driveway and put useless junk in the garage. Just think about that. Only in America do we buy hot dogs in packages of 10 and buns in packages of 8. Folks, only in America do these things happen. Just food for thought. Only in America do we use the word politics to describe the process so well. Poly in Latin meaning many, and ticks meaning blood-sucking creatures. Now let me say that again. Only in America do we use the word politics to describe the process so well. Poly in Latin meaning many, and ticks meaning blood-sucking creatures. Tell the truth and shame the devil. Mm-hmm. Folks, only in America do they have drive-up ATM machines. Only in America do they have drive-up ATM machines with Braille lettering. How does that make sense? But to us in this country, it's like it's the norm or something. Only in America do they have drive-up ATM machines with Braille lettering. Doesn't make any sense. I guess to some people it's the norm. And I know in the state of Minnesota it is the norm. Hey, by the way, friends, Breitbart just posted our last article on front page of WND World Net Daily. Breitbart picks it up. Sarah Palin picks it up. We got about 515 likes. Shares, sorry. 131 likes. Shares, sorry. Whatever. You get the point. Check it out. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Be right back.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
There's a huge and hushed up conspiracy going on that's about to turn your lives upside down in the coming few months. Unbelievably, the media are keeping quiet about this. I'm sure they know it, but they probably know that revealing it on TV will generate mass hysteria and chaos. But I believe you should be informed about it, because when the sinister agenda is finally accomplished and everything unravels, only those who know this secret info will survive and thrive. Go to 123conspiracy.com right now to see the truth. The video at 123conspiracy.com reveals the real, secret reason why Obama is after your guns and ammo, And it's not just in response to mass murders of preparing for war. It's something much darker. Go watch the video now at 123conspiracy.com before they shut it down. Again, that's 123conspiracy.com.
Hey, all you Dead Doctors Don't Lie fans, this is Justin Baker. If you missed the Doc Wallach seminar in January right here in Santa Cruz, then now is your chance to see him again. Dr. Wallach is going to be doing a Central California health tour the first weekend in September 2013. You'll have four opportunities to attend his world-renowned health lecture, which is helping people from around the globe reverse disease. Doc will be at the Pacific Cultural Center at 1307 Seabright Avenue in Santa Cruz on Tuesday, September 3rd. The doors open at 6:30 p.m. On Wednesday, September 4th at 6:30 p.m., we will be in Modesto at Soul Harvest Worship Center, 4718 Greenleaf Court, followed by two lectures on Thursday, September 5th at 10:30 a.m. at Mosswood Park Great Hall at 3612 Webster Street in Oakland, and the last event of the health tour will be in Sacramento the evening of September 5th at 6:30 p.m. at the Church of Scientology at 1007 6th Street. Don't miss these life-changing events. Seating is limited, so contact me today at 831-331-9523. That's 831-331-9523 to reserve your free VIP seats.
Chef 5-Minute Meals, the complete self-contained bug-out meal. No water needed to rehydrate this survival food. Everything for a hot home-style meal is already included. Steaming hot in just 5 minutes, anytime, anywhere. Perfect for disasters or distress, yet great for every day. Shelf-stable for 5 years without refrigeration. For a limited time, buy a 12-pack of assorted meals and get free shipping to the lower 48. Order at chef5mm.com or call 888-959-6502.
Can you pluck a chicken in about 90 seconds? You can with Power Plucker. Plucking by hand is a chore, but the Power Plucker makes it fast and easy. Simply chuck Power Plucker into your power drill and watch those feathers fly off. Save time and money with our complete home processing kits, too. For free USA shipping and 10% discount, go to powerplucker.com and enter promo code RADIO. Powerplucker.com, the only drill-powered poultry plucker.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, 1-877-807-9977. Sorry about not throwing that out earlier. 1-877-807-9977. Folks, let's talk about those end timers. You know those people that sit in the professed church in America and they sit there and wave the flags and dance around like a bunch of hoodlums saying, Jesus, hurry up and get back. Take us out of here. I mean, as if to suggest that God raises up an army to take them out before the battle. I mean, what? What? Oh, my goodness. I'm trying to, you know, as a matter of fact, I got PC Bible study open up in front of me right now, and I'm trying to find that somewhere. And for some reason, I just can't find that portion in the scripture. Oh, it's like this. You know, these are the guys that are decrying rapture. Now, Jesus is going to take us out of here. I want to see that in Scripture. Because rapture is not found in the Word of God. I don't see it. I see that being born of the Spirit of God is warfare. That's why Paul calls us fellow soldiers, fellow laborers. I can't for the life of me figure these people out. But they love to talk about how Jesus is coming back. And by the way, the message to the younger generation is this. Hey, there's nothing you can do about it. Just go get some rope at the local hardware store and just finish the job. Because there's nothing we can do about the national decline as to what's taking place in front of the faces of millions of Americans. There's nothing we can do, guys. I mean, there's absolutely nothing that we can do about it. This is what we're told. Matter of fact, when I first got into the church years ago, 17 years ago, I've been saved for 17 years, and I haven't stopped once, one day, not 1 hour. I'm on. It's always a pressing, always full of diligence. In other words, let me say it this way so everybody can understand what I'm saying. I'm lit. I'm an aggressive dude. I'm black and white. It's either God is who he says he is or he's not, because if he's not, I'm not going to waste my time. But after 17 years of doing this, I see that he's exactly right on, and he's faithful, and he never leaves his kids. Now, a rocker dude saying that, that's got to be pretty, well, credible to those that are sitting there saying, well, you've never done that for me. Well, I didn't have somebody lead me to Christ, so therefore if nobody led me to Christ or talked me into serving Christ, nobody can, well, take it away from me, neither can they. No, they can't. And I want to say this too, just so you can really understand. I mean, let me take it to another level for you, friends. Those that are born in the fire don't settle for the smoke. You start to get my, are you starting to smell me? When I first got saved, I remember my best friend. He was my singer at the time. He said this to me. I said, this guy was up there just saying end time stuff and end time stuff and end time stuff. And it's like it's the last thing in the world that I want to hear as a baby Christian, as a young man coming into the church that wants to serve God and change his country, not by my carnal nature, but by my spiritual nature. And I'm hearing this guy, there's no sense, man. It's all over with. This is what's going to happen. There's just no sense. And folks, these people that preach this false gospel, a lack of grace, of a lack of overcoming, a lack of conquering, that these great underachievers, these Bart Simpsons of the church in America that talk about the end times and they focus and they magnify hopelessness. I asked my best friend, I said, have you been hearing this your whole life? Because he was raised in the church. He was a PK kid, a pastor's kid. He said, Bradley, I've been hearing this my whole life. The bottom line is, these people don't want to keep the commandments of God, and they want to justify themselves in their unrighteousness. They hold the truth in unrighteousness. It's not a good place to put yourself. In other words, instead of doing something about the problem, they magnify the problem. And the resolve is to literally scare, literally the hell out of people, and try to use hell as the motive to serve Jesus Christ, rather than the fear of God, which is completely up on its head. Folks, these are the people that are crying about every little thing that goes wrong. Instead of correcting the wrong, they look to another Jesus who will come and rapture them again out of where they're at. And by the way, the word again, rapture, appears nowhere in the Bible. These people in their unregenerate state even look for excuses as to why they should write a book every year about why Jesus is coming back in that particular year. These guys magnify the carnal nature rather than spiritual man. These people offer hopelessness and nothing but and nothing else. Instead of them taking responsibility and keeping the commandments of God, which, by the way, in the New Testament, the love of God is the keeping of the commandments of God. They throw off God's commands as legalistic instead of showing their love to the one that died for them. So in other words, they're in essence saying, they are saying, listen, if you obey God, then that's legalism. That's like saying when your kid obeys you, that's legalistic. No, my kids obey daddy because they see daddy loves them and they fear daddy in a filial fear, and it's healthy and it's right and it's normal and it's natural and it's God created. But these people, again, these end timers, they throw off God's commandments as legalistic instead of showing their love to one that died for them. These are those who the Lord warns about in Psalm 78, verse 5 through 10. I love this. For he established a testimony in Jacob and appointed a law in Israel, which he commanded our fathers that they should make them known to their children, that the generation to come might know them. See, folks, they dropped them in 1962, prayer 1980, the Ten Commandments. Instead of the 312 million people in this country to stand up and magnify the laws of God so they can have peace and righteousness, they just throw it off. And they wonder why their children act like the spirit of the world, because these professed Christians aren't doing their job to bring them into the body of Christ. The generation to come might know them, even the children which should be born, who should arise and declare to them their children, that they might set their hope in God, not in circumstance, not in man's fallen nature, but to put their hope and to set their hope in God and not forget the works of God, but keep his commandments. And might not be as their fathers, older generation that have dropped the ball, a stubborn and a rebellious generation, a generation that sets their not heart aright, and whose spirit was not steadfast, fixed in direction with God. the children of Ephraim being armed and carrying bows turned back in the day of battle. There was no excuse, God was saying. They kept not the covenant of God and refused to walk in His law. And instead of the law converting the soul, see Psalm 19:7, they use fear, the fear of consequences, the fear master, to bring them to another Jesus who is in truth an enemy to our souls. He does not exist, friends. We aren't created by God to have dominion over all things, not to be subject to all things. Yet Scripture states that we have been not given the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. What is worse is that these fuel fear at every opportunity that they may and have while they sit. They're an attempt to oppress the next generation with their lawlessness and their fruitlessness. See, they don't want to be outdone. Jesus said, unless your righteousness exceeds the righteousness of the scribes and the Pharisees, He said, you'll in no wise enter into the kingdom of God. These people don't preach that. No, they attempt to shut the doors in the way to heaven up on those that are reaching into the things of God. They don't preach Christ crucified. They preach, get ready, fearful flock. Jesus is coming back. Bah. 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 They don't preach that we're overcomers, but rather submitters to the next author that writes a book about how bad everything is and that there is no sense in lifting a finger to help our posterity. They don't preach greater is He that is in you than he that is in the world, 1 John 4:4. How contrary to the Word of God. Friends, come on. The hope is in what you do with the truth that's been given. You have to respond to the hope as you put your faith in Jesus Christ, who will not fail you. He said it would in no wise turn away those that have come unto Him. Huh? Yeah. That's really not difficult. Dude, I'm a rocker, dude. I'm 6'5". I have long hair down to my backside. I have tattoos up and down my body. I don't fit the mold of a religious leader, friends, outwardly. And I suppose John the Baptist or Elijah didn't either. Hairy brothers from another mothers. Yeah, I like that. Yeah? God chose the foolish things of the world to confound the things which are wise. And what we want to do, the wisdom of the world is foolishness with God. But friends, what you do is you look at a Joel Osteen, or you look at some of these Hal Lindseys, these end timers, as the standard of who Christ is, only to justify your fruitlessness and your fallen nature. And yet the Bible says we're called to be witnesses of the resurrection. That would be the power of the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Not fallen man. But these end timers, man, I'm telling you what, they want to make sure that before you leave their meetings, you're buying a bunker somewhere. You got some plan where you're gonna have enough food for a whole week, and when the bombs drop, there's nothing you can do about it. Because Jesus, by the way, according to these people, Jesus is going to come and get you just before it begins to take place. Really? We should tell that to the martyrs. We should tell that to the disciples. We should tell that to our forefathers. We should tell that to our veterans. We should tell that to the generals of God. No. We should listen to what the Spirit of Christ says to us, because the Holy Ghost is alive forevermore. And what does He say? What does He say? Huh? He said it's the Father's good pleasure to give unto you the kingdom. To do what? Read Hebrews 11. I'll be right back after this break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Hey everyone, this is Jake, the other guy, with the Sons of Liberty, and we are sponsoring a 12-week constitutional course beginning Thursday, August 22nd, 2013. The location will be the Sons of Liberty headquarters in Minnesota and available by webinar. The cost is $150 per person and $30 each additional family member, and the value is priceless. Contact us at 866-233-0747 or go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, click on the constitutional course.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hi. This is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Okay, final segment. We just had some callers in here, friends. He said he wanted to join the haters. Yeah, I'm trying to figure out how that works. Hey, brother from another mother that said he wanted to join the haters. I just got a question for you. I know you were too timid to get on the radio, but you just kind of want to take your shot. He said you wanted to join the haters. I'm just curious. I just got one question, and I want you to ponder this for me, would you? Mr., you want to be a part of the haters? Since when did hate ever tell the truth? Huh? Can you tell me that? Yeah, that's what I thought. Yeah. No. Love tells the truth. Hate doesn't. And if you want to get to the fundamental principles of who the haters are, I'm the one telling you the truth. You're the one rejecting it. You're the one warring against the truth and the laws of our republic, by the way. So I would say that those that are actually obstinate to what the truth is, those are the ones that are hating. You're offended because of your sin before a just and a holy God. God is the one that said homosexuality is an abomination. I just had to get you because I knew you were too timid to get on the radio. But so if you want to join the haters, you're going to probably have to join the homosexual communities because I'm telling you what, they're doing a good job out of it. They're doing a great job. They're making a good thing out of it. Let me really tell you what it is. They hate the truth and they're at war with God. So next time you want to do something stupid and call my radio show and say, I want to join the haters, know what you're talking about. I'm loving on the homosexual communities to let them know that their sin is before a just and a holy God. You want to sit there and act like a criminal and war against the truth because it doesn't fit your lifestyle? Well, you can go ahead and tell that to my daddy on Judgment Day. How does that sound? Because it's appointed unto men once to die and after this to judgment. And I don't care what you say to God at that point. You're going to find out, hey, hate doesn't send his only begotten son into the world to die for the sins of the world. That's not hate, friend. That is love. And you got to keep in mind, just to show you how backwards people are, King David said, I was hated for my love. Jesus said, this is my commandment that you love one another, but you know that it hated me before it hated you. Really, Jesus? You said that? Yes. John 15. And what did he say when you went down just a little bit on the Cambridge King James Version? He said they hated me because I uncovered them for who they were. He took their cloak of covering from off their sin. He called them out before a just and a holy God. See, that's why people hate prophetic people. Because prophetic people can discern they're offended at sin. An offense, Webster's 1828, actually means anything that is at or in contrast to God's law or at war with God's law. Just thought I'd set the record straight. Talking about what of the end timers? Jesus taught his disciples to seek and save that which is lost, to go to the highways and to the hedges, to go to the fields and reap the harvest. But again, these end timers are exposed for what they leave undone. This is clearly a lack of Christianity. I don't even know for the life of me where they derive scripture to justify themselves in their hopelessness, because that's all scripture tells us. This is where the hope is. 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 All in Christ. All in Christ. All in Christ. All in Christ. But they take a fallen image of Jesus Christ as a hopeless underachiever, and they try to magnify him as the one that men should go to, because they want you to act just like that image and that idol that they just created for themselves. And then they have the audacity to think that they're going to go to heaven. Oh, brother, that's just too judgmental. Read scripture, friends. Read scripture. Talking about the end timers, I say to the older generation who teach hopelessness, you will, and you are despised for what you leave undone, for everyone sees your godlessness. And by the way, the Bible and what the Bible are reading and what you are reading, you teach exactly opposite of what scripture teaches. So again, when I hear these people say that, well, things that say, because it always goes no further than their mouths, they talk and they do little, I wonder where Jesus is. Where is God in the message? Because when I read the Word of God, I see nowhere, I said nowhere, that we are promised defeat except in our disobedience towards God. And there is. There it is right there. You're promised defeat only in your disobedience. And those that bear the cross under the power of God unto salvation, they understand it may look like you're defeated, but what you don't understand is you're being processed for victory in Christ Jesus. Scripture tells us we're not to limit the Holy One of God. Instead, we are to respond to God's commands and take His promises by faith. When I read the book of Psalms, I see where David bore his cross. But God always gave him, again, the victory, as I just spelled out for you. My Bible, your Bible, any Bible in a hotel across this country teaches that God is the deliverer. And when we take heed to His word, He gives us the victory every time. Give me a V, V. Give me an I. Give me a C, C. Give me a G, G. Give me an O-R-Y, O-R-Y. What does that spell? That spells victory. Every time. Either in life or in death, friends, Paul said. Folks, can you imagine our forefathers back in the 1700s saying, this is it. It's all over with. Jesus is coming to get us out of here, Benny. Hey, John. Hey, Thomas. Nothing we can do about it now. It's all over with. Hey, guys. Get off your horses. Jesus is coming back. Ain't no sense in responding to his commandments. Forget about the branch of David, establishing righteousness through judgment, magnifying the laws of God. Forget about that. Can you imagine our forefathers back in the 1700s saying, this is it? It's all over with. Jesus is coming to get us out of here. Lord, where are you at, Lord? I'm getting afraid. And really, that's what it is. It's fear. And yet, scripture tells us perfect love casteth out fear. Yet scripture tells us we have not been given the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. But Jesus is getting us out of here. You know, when you read the book of Revelations, and when he's talking to the churches, he who overcomes shall inherit. He who overcomes shall inherit in Jesus by a work of grace. Real grace. But again, the message from these end timers is, Jesus is coming to get us back. He's coming to take us out of here. We're going to go meet him in ecstasy. Can't wait. If I had a mentality like that, I would be afraid of that day. Woe unto those that desire the day of the Lord. It's darkness and not light, the book of Amos. How did our forefathers respond to God when it was in a state of hopelessness? They took heed unto God, and he bestowed upon them the victory throughout the Revolutionary War, where the flags were flying, no king but King Jesus, where the flags were waving, appeal to heaven. Oh, I love this. I love this because nobody can dispute this. Because this is all history teaches us. That's why the world looks at us as a Christian nation. And we can see in history the book that God wrote concerning those that feared him, book of Malachi. And we talk about these great men of God, but you know what? We're commanded to follow in their footsteps of faith. And yet we want to try it our way because we don't want to lose our reputation. We might be persecuted for righteousness. And I'll tell you what, it just doesn't work for the end timers. Because what's missing out of this whole element, friends, is love. Love, love for their brother. The house is on fire. You know what these people are doing? People in the millions in this country are going to hell in a handbasket. But you know what these end-timers are saying? In the millions across the country that have the audacity to profess their Christianity, you know what they're saying, friends? The house is on fire, but don't worry about the people that are inside the fire that are going to perish because Jesus is coming to get us back. Who cares about them that are perishing? Jesus is coming to get us back. Hallelujah. We love you, Jesus. We love you. We love you so much, we just want to disobey you. We see the house is on fire. We love you, Jesus. We got our hands up in the air, and we got our flags waving, and we're dancing like a bunch of idiots. But we love you, Jesus. No, friends, it's a lack of love. It's a lack of love. Again, how did our forefathers respond? They took heed unto him. He bestowed upon them the victory through the Revolutionary War. And if that wasn't the truth, why is it that we have the longest standing constitution in modern history? 237 years, we got a bunch of atheists and communists warring against what? Our Christian heritage. I don't see the Christians warring against them. No! Because they're in agreement with God, and I'm talking about real Christians. Hey folks, our forefathers saw their responsibility and answered the call. America, we can call upon the God of our fathers even now. His name is Jesus. Friends, he will answer because he promised, not me. But you have to respond to his word. Behold, the days come, saith the Lord, that I will perform that good thing which I have promised unto the house of Israel and to the house of Judah in those days. And at that time will I cause the branch of righteousness to grow up into David, and he shall execute judgment and righteousness in the land. Our forefathers didn't lay down. They stood up and fought. They fought and secured their posterity. They did not fall to circumstance. They fought to God, and they sought God, and they won. And God heard, answered, and set the record straight, and he is the same yesterday, today, and forever, and forget it not. I'll talk to you in 23, 1 John 3:18. You got Bradley Dean, sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Summertime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at herbalhealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.